If you ask state departments of health and human resources, are there standards of care that all facilities treating opioid-dependent pregnant women have to follow? The short answer is...
No, there are not exact protocols on how to do that.
That's Dr. Connie White, Deputy Commissioner for the Kentucky Department of Public Health.
I think you have to do that like you treat anyone with a substance use disorder. It's very individualized.
Part of the challenge with having exact protocols for pregnant and parenting women is that women in this stage of life have unique needs that are often more complex.
Well, the challenges have more to do with barriers to care, such as access to those services, including where treatment programs are located or, in our case, not located, as well as other factors related to the population, such as childcare and transportation.
Janine Braille is the Director of Substance Use and Pregnancy Initiatives for the West Virginia Perinatal Partnership.
But in terms of the care itself, it's, I think, fairly straightforward to get a woman on either methadone or buprenorphine and then manage her prescription, her medication throughout her pregnancy.
The current federal standards for caring for opioid-dependent pregnant women call for using medication-assisted treatment as the standard of care. Yet, many providers balk at prescribing medication to pregnant women. White again.
The medical community is sometimes a little frightened of pregnant women, and the behavioral health community is no different. You're taking care of two patients at the same time instead of one, and so people have to have certain services in place to assist these women. So we are slowly but surely increasing that capacity across our state.
White says Kentucky currently has about 17 treatment facilities that will accept pregnant women and are in the process of working with existing facilities to expand beds for that population. But there are 120 counties in Kentucky. Not many have facilities that will take pregnant women. So some obstetricians and general practitioners have started offering medication-assisted treatment to their patients. But even that is a process.
As a retired physician, I can say that sometimes stigmatization is not out in the community as much as it can be in the medical and the healthcare system. So trying to educate people, and this has been 4 years ago, the importance of understanding that this is a chronic relapsing disease and that it is our role to help these women do as much harm reduction as possible and teach them parenting skills that many of them didn't even experience as children because traumatic childhood is a common theme among people who are suffering from substance use disorder.
Meanwhile, Virginia, which hasn't been hit quite as hard by the opioid epidemic as West Virginia and Kentucky, is in the process of developing and implementing a plan of services for pregnant women and families impacted by opioid use. The Virginia Department of Health had three meetings with over 100 stakeholders, partners, and families, and are hoping to develop a statewide network so that they know what resources they have, who offers them, and where to refer women who need them.
Because essentially we want no wrong door. So no matter what door they come in, if this is identified as a need for the family, that is seamless and can happen.
Shannon Purcell is the Maternal and Infant Health Coordinator for the Virginia Department of Health.
So adequate screening, then, you know, diagnosis, referral, treatment, etc.
Both Kentucky and West Virginia have their own versions of this network, but growing it so that there are adequate resources available for those who need them is an ongoing process. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.